From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack in northern Syria, monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday. The attack killed at least 65 people and injured more than 350 others. Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war, and the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, dubbed it a horrifying massacre. Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. Speaking from a conference on Syria in Brussels, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura condemned the attack.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up. And on the contrary, we make use of every of these horror moments in order to show the determination that they cannot prevail.
The latest attack came on the eve of the long-planned Brussels meeting on the future of Syria. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Akbalon Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with dozens injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber, who they said was born in Osh and became a Russian citizen in 2011. You're listening to VOA News.